Are you suspicious of someone because what they're saying doesn't add up? There's an online tool that can help you within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records to find out more. Go to truthfinder.com to uncover their secret past now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Elizabeth, that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy ain't talking. Hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Another week is upon us. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Are we bothering you? I didn't mean to, you know. Whoa. Are we bothering you there?
No.
Jeez.
Sorry, so I was highfalutin this past weekend.
Oh, hobnobbing.
I had a meal with a wine tasting.
Wow.
We all know.
Not a wine guy.
Not a big fan of wine.
But now you're a wine guy.
And so the sommelier. Was talking about notes and all this. And I'm sitting next to the guy, Raj, who they nicknamed Bruno Mars. But I call him 24 Karat. And
do you want to give some context to that? Is it because he looks like Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Does he like the yayo? I mean, does he make good music?
No. He looks like Bruno Mars.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
But taller.
So okay.
I just called him 24 Karat. And he's sitting there trying to tell me, he's shaking. He goes, yes, I can feel that. I'm like, no, you can't. Stop. Y'all faking it. Then we got all the way through like four wines. I was like, no, okay, this one's better. I like this one better than this one. You know, going through the process.
Did you drink the wine or did you spit it back out? Some highfalutins don't even.
I tasted all of them. I tried to do the thing.
I just lost him. Where'd he go?
My computer just shut down.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is the second time it happened prior to the show starting.
Well, that's not great. That's not great. That's not great for us doing a radio show here today.
Yeah, I know. That is
perfect.
Going to affect the live stream.
That is going to affect the live
stream. Anyone actually who's on AM radio or the Odyssey app, totally fine. Right,
they can hear us, but they can't hear Leroy, and Leroy can't hear me, and Twitch can't hear us. So that's awesome. That's a fantastic thing that's going about it right now.
What part of the story do you think he was on?
I don't know. I feel like it was going to end with him liking wine.
Which is not like really. That is. Really
I feel like it was going to end with him liking wine, but I don't know. I'm not sure how it goes.
I'm going to guess that. And if so, that it's not going to upset me necessarily, but it's going to be right in line with all his takes.
I like JFig, who's just like, we can't hear you now. We're like, we know.
Oh, yeah, we're aware. We are aware, indeed. I'm going to go ahead and go with the process of starting back up. And if it happens...
Should we call Leroy, like, on the phone right now and just explain to him? Because he's just going to stare at us blankly, and he's not going to know what's going on.
That's fair. But I think if this doesn't get cured in the next 30 seconds, we'll do that. But I really feel like we can be back in the next 30.
Schmeathen is going, like, I like when Leroy is... when Tobin and Leroy can't hear each other, Leroy just stays silent. But there's really nothing he can do at that point, because the only people he can hear is you, Schmeathen. And he can't hear me.
And now he's going one-on-one against Schmeath.
Right. So he's just going on a beef whole thing.
So as soon as I got back in, ran into another problem and has to restart. So I do think it's best to get Leroy on the phone then.
Why don't we just take a break?
That's all.
You know what? Let's just take a break. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Headline is, we got to fix our computer. We'll be back with more after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com.
Oh, yo, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been doing show the whole break.
I mean, yes, just for our viewers. Yes, you have. Not for our radio audience. Nobody heard you or our app.
I know.
But it was. But we appreciate you, even though I told you to go to break just so we could fix things. But very selfish of you.
Hey, we good.
Are we?
We good.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right. The Heat, they lose over the weekend. They fell to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Goodness. I couldn't. So I was driving over and was eating at the time of the game. And I was thinking to myself, oh, they going to do this. Because I wasn't watching firsthand. I was kind of just following. There's a big difference in following and watching.
Understood. Yeah. If you have a game app.
You can see the crash when you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what is really going on when you're following. And so I'm like, oh my goodness. What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And then overtime happened. Nobody couldn't score but the other team. That
overtime. They had a 7-point lead with like 3 minutes left, and then typical Heat behavior. They're like, how do we blow this? Right. And your favorite happened, which is Eric Spoelstra decided, you know how we just defend Brook Lopez?
Little guy.
7-foot-1 guy being on the bench.
Right. So my question is this. When I'm watching games, is it me or does everybody feel like the team that did the most to tie the game is usually the team that goes into the overtime with momentum?
I don't know, dude. That's a ridiculous question.
It just always seems that way. Like if you come back from a 4 or 5 point deficit with a minute left and then go into overtime, that you kind of can.
I would probably think so. Like one would think naturally the team that has the momentum is probably going to continue to play better, but I don't know if that's always the case. I have no idea. How do I even prove that?
I don't know.
How do I research that?
I asked you, I didn't say if it was fact. I said, does it feel like the team that makes this great comeback.
Sometimes you ask impossible questions, though. You would agree. Like, yeah, you have, like, sports questions.
That's
that
not
are
an impossible
just,
question.
It kind of is,
I'm
though.
Just,
it kind
like,
of is.
Like, we're all sports fans. I'm just trying to get, does that, you know, do you get that feeling when you see a game in the sport that goes into overtime that normally the team with the momentum?
One would think.
Right?
Yeah, I would think
okay.
so.
Okay,
I would
that's
think
it.
So.
It wasn't a factual statement.
But like not but like the Heat had the momentum out of overtime and then they didn't. Like, you know, then it flipped. So it's kind of a weird, I don't know what the rules are there.
Well, because I'm saying that Milwaukee went on this charge to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At the end of it. So when they go into the playoffs, I mean when they go into the overtime, I'm just thinking the Heat got to turn it around to win.
Yeah.
They haven't been playing well the last couple of minutes.
I think, you know, fouling in intangibles for a three-point shot, goodness. That's not good. And then, Brooke Lopez being like, ooh, look, 6'8 guys, easy scores.
You know what's interesting? Yep. I actually found an answer to Leroy's question.
Did you?
I was like, how the hell do I even ask this on Google? But a study,
you're Googling.
That's true.
Hey, is very shady.
That is, you know what? Yeah.
Your Googling has been very questionable.
This could be a lie now that I think about it.
Like, you told us the Whoa. Biggest comeback of all time was 9 points.
And I stand by that.
Okay.
Okay, so potentially this could be a lie, but they cited a doctor who could be a fake doctor, but a study by people who could potentially be fake analyzed 11 NBA seasons and found that teams that came back to tie the game in the fourth quarter did not win more often in overtime than their opponents.
Okay.
So,
well, like, so it was just it's even Steven?
Yeah, apparently.
Or it's less.
And then
what's the comeback? Like, what's the threshold? Oh, does it have to be a clutch game?
Wait a minute. Minus one for asking the same ridiculous questions I ask and
well,
not having
no, because I said, no. Hold on.
Hey,
don't
hey.
Be answers guy and then be like, well, I don't have
no,
the answers.
I
like,
have
he interrupted
answers.
Us saying, I have
hey,
an answer.
I don't have all the answers.
Hey.
Yep.
Minus one
wow.
for that right there. You ask a
minus
ridiculous
one.
Ass question.
It's not a ridiculous question.
You just got mad at me.
Hold on. You started the segment with a ridiculous question.
Yes.
He comes up here with his little webbed hand, and he's like, I have
no,
the answer.
I still have it.
But he doesn't really have the answer.
I totally have the answer.
I don't think you do.
Look, what do you want? I got all, okay, I have a table in front of me, which is legit, because now we're on science direct.
If there's one thing I don't trust you, it's reading a graph.
No.
It's in English. All right. Favorite team won.
What?
It's not hieroglyphics.
Is it English?
It's words. There's not even
what
pictures.
Well, no. I thought it was an emoji.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Let's leave this conversation because once you just said the graph was in English,
yeah.
That means you have no idea what you're
no,
reading.
No, it's totally
none.
Good.
Zero.
I have this.
Zero.
I have this. Giannis, he's good.
He is good. He's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Strong.
Do good.
Tall.
Strong. Tall.
Well, look, the graph says that.
Oh, it says that?
Big.
The Heat. I just got to look, here's the thing. I think Spo, I don't mean to always come back to Spo because obviously he's a coaching genius. He tries to go to the slow-mo well a little too much. He's gotten a little too in love with the slow-mo well.
Hey.
It's not that I don't like a little slow-mo in my life.
You think Chris Quinn said, Spo, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but, and he's got his hand covered with his paper, you know, because he don't want nobody else to hear this. Spo, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you think you can guard Giannis and that big-ass twin? With a guy nicknamed Slow Mo, asking for a friend.
I suppose just like savvy. He's going to do it. He's
going
to do it. Look, in fairness, Slow Mo.
Like, you know what? His hairline is going to be farther back in his head for everybody blowing by.
Look, in fairness to Slow Mo, he did give him the lead with free throws, but then, like, you know. He missed it at the end, too,
I mean,
to bring up the top.
How quick were they responding? Like, all I kept seeing was, oh, he take a lead. Whoop, Brook Lopez.
Yeah, it was a big back and forth.
Whoop, Giannis. They were going right down to, Can we get a little bit of resistance?
I know he was in foul trouble for a lot of the game, but I'd really just like, if we're going to have a season where we have a losing record, I'd really like the 7'1" kid to close out games. Silly me, I know, untrained eye, I'm selfish, I'm a bum, but I'd really like the rookie to close out the games.
You know what? I don't have to be a genius, or I don't have to be a coaching guru to know one thing. Milwaukee was killing us with tall guys, and we didn't have our tall guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have said. Hey, Kalel, this is the time. You either do or you don't, but use up all your fouls.
Cody says,
Make sure they don't. Where
was getting cooked all game? I understand, but Cody,
what?
Cody, he was getting bullied by Giannis. And I don't know, call me crazy, but what are we doing? Like, we're sitting here and we're talking about the difference between the 9-10. Get the kid out there once you feel it's an appropriate time. You just had him out there. He got called a pigeon, and I still don't know what that means, but he got called a pigeon, and they lost to John Morant. Good learning lesson for him. Get his ass back out there and have him learn something. I don't understand. You are out here. Spo is out here, and he's trying to squeeze every last drop out of slow-mo that there is. And to be fair, it's been very positive. I'm not against, I don't want no slow-mo, but there comes a point where you got to put the slow-mo away.
We need somebody maybe a little bit more fleet of foot.
A little taller.
Even though he may not, you know, be able to stay in front, I would at least like, at some point, here's what I say. When is the right time to get these reps so he knows how to be better in those situations? Because it ain't working in the Heat building, not on game day.
Gaffman says,
go against Giannis and Brooke Lopez and all these big dudes to learn how to play against them.
Gaffman says, Tobin, the Heat want to get in the playoffs where getting playing time in winning time is situational for now. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're in the play-in. You're going to be in the play-in. There's no more, 8-9. You're probably going to end up in the 9-10. Like, most likely. Most likely. This isn't situational. Get his ass out there because you want to know something? What you should do is get his ass ready to go up against those Twin Towers in Cleveland. And I don't know what him sitting on his cheeks is going to do for that. It's been our biggest issue all year.
Yep.
I don't understand it. And also, I don't understand it. So, please, I'm not against slow-mo being out there. I'm just saying, there has to be a time, especially when there's a giant ostrich out there getting to the basket willy-nilly, I would like to have another option. That's just me. I understand Giannis is very tough, and he fed him 3 fouls. That being said, let him, once time pertains, to go back out there and give it another shot.
Agreed.
That's it.
Which is what we've been arguing about all year. Like, you see moments where Kalel looks like he's got his footing and he's playing well. But if you want consistency, you can't play him erratically. He's got to fight through some of those struggles that he has in the game because guess what? Everybody else on the team has been struggling at times. Hence the 10-game losing streak. Hence the giving up all the third and fourth quarter losses.
Miami is
the whole team has been. So why wouldn't you put him in these situations to help him be better in the future? By the way, Jordo says, where was +5, Anderson was -11.
I'm not even saying that slow-mo played bad, because I don't think that he did play bad. I'm just saying, you could have slow-mo out there with a mouth. I don't care. But I don't understand that. Like, at the end of the game, a little deterrent at the rim for the tall guy? Because you already got you've already worn Bam down because Bam is trying to slow down Giannis, which you didn't really slow down Giannis. But you're trying. Like, you're trying to make him work, right? Like, Bam's going to be on Giannis at the end where Giannis surprisingly took a fadeaway jumper. Don't really understand that one. But whatever. He ended up winning anyway. Just needed extra 5 minutes. But I don't know. I just, call me crazy. I think that we, you know, have the tall guy out there. Please. Please. Anyway.
I don't know. We've been fighting this fight, Tobin, all year. We've been fighting this fight.
Maybe
it's something that, you know, because sometimes young players don't have the right mentality, right? Maybe he pouts, or maybe, you know, the old Whiteside thing.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either.
I think he does things that are young. I think he does. I'm not saying.
But
I
get it. How do you stop doing young things? Repetition.
One would think.
Yeah.
One would think. And especially, like, look, if it's not like a, this isn't like a Jaime situation where, like, Jaime looks lost out there. I don't think Ware looks lost out there. I think he makes some young mistakes. Have him close it out. The Heat, they're back at it tonight, though. They take on the Philadelphia 76ers, who have lost 11 in a row.
They ain't even trying. They quit trying.
Yep.
Is it home?
It's home. Boots on the ground.
Your boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground tonight.
Boy.
Yeah.
How quick can you name five when you get there and see them practicing? How soon will you be able to name five players from the Sixers?
I know they have Quentin Grimes. Because Quentin Grimes is scoring all their points right now. Is he healthy still? They got Yabusele from the Olympics.
Sheesh. Yeah,
looks Yabusele.
Like
hey, Yabusele, I'm a wait until after Lent.
Oh.
Hey, you know what I'm saying. I'm not saying it because, you know.
Is Quentin Grimes hurt, Marcos?
No,
last game?
Yeah, as of 2 days ago, he played against the Timberwolves, put up 28.
All right, so him, Yabusele. Who else they got? Who's healthy? Maxie's out, Lowry's out. They traded Caleb Martin.
Oh, no. I'm not reading that, Florida man. But I'm going to just say this.
Dade South says that Leroy is circumventing.
I did not say nothing.
I don't know. That is a good point. Like, if you're thinking it in your heart.
For Twitter.
I wasn't thinking it. I literally said.
What do you mean you weren't thinking it?
There's some things that could be said, but because it's Lent, I'm not even. No.
What?
I don't know. I got no more Sixers for you. I'm blanking.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, honestly,
we've been watching this basketball all year.
Who were their starters last game?
Oof. All right, we have, you said Yabusele and Quentin Grimes. We already got those out of the way, right?
Yep.
Other than that, you can add in 32 minutes from Jared Butler.
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, plus 15, though. Pretty good. 16 points for him. Adam Bona, as we all know, our boy Adam Bona. Yeah. Put up 24.
Oh, yeah. He played in the last game against the Heat. I remember that name.
24 minutes, 4 points for him.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? You will remember this man. 38 minutes, Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker's on the Sixers?
Yeah, not a starter.
He's still playing? He's been around for a minute, right?
Yeah. He played the most minutes, former Kane, but did not start.
I'm looking at the lineup right now. Wow.
Justin Edwards
never would have gotten that.
Last starter, yeah. On the bench, though, I think Marcus Bagley. That sounds vaguely familiar.
No, I think you're thinking of Marvin Bagley.
No, you might
Bagley.
Be thinking about the other Bagley.
You're thinking about former number two pick Marvin Bagley.
So is this there no relation?
I don't know. There could be a relation. I'm not saying there's not a relation.
But you're right. I was thinking of the wrong one. So with that being said, no. There's maybe. Once even reviewing
and
the
Jalen Hood-Schifino, who was, I think, wasn't he the Lakers first round pick like 2 years ago?
Hood-Schifino.
Man.
Yeah, he was. He was the first round.
Yeah, he was taken like right after Hawkes or right before Hawkes.
Yeah, pick number 17.
Yeesh.
Wow.
Hey, so.
Rats off the ship on him quickly, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should consider the same. Is that what you're saying?
So, you know, when I think about Kalel, I want to get back to this
yes.
for like a quick hot second. When I watch Cleveland play, they got two big dudes, but one of them's always in foul trouble, and they just keep putting him out there. I mean, same thing with Memphis. Jaren Jackson, oh, my goodness. He not selling himself short. He getting his. And they kind of develop him through all that, right? You can't go, son, I can't play you if you keep getting fouls. I'm a big. That's what I do.
Well, it's also unfair because it's like you have Bam as like your guy next to you who never fouls. And it's like.
Right.
Bam never fouls. Bam. They all, you know, they're like always going to like, well, Bam didn't do it.
Oh, what did you do? Bam didn't do it. Sick of this guy.
You're Mr. Perfect.
I can't keep up with him.
He plays so hard and he never fouls.
All he does is dominoes.
And he takes on guys way bigger than him all the time. It's like, but do you
I
see?
Don't know. I just think sometimes Kalel is a deterrent.
Of course he is.
And I think that is, you know, and I think you can't expect Kalel to play like Bam. Bam's awesome at playing defense against everybody. Kalel's not. But I would say the way he played Ja Morant at the end of that game, you look at it and say, okay, so maybe he can move his feet a little bit. Maybe he can, let's work on that, right? Because you see the promise in his ability to stay in front of a guy who's like a water bug. You see it. So why can't we just coach that up?
I will say, speaking of Bam, the one thing that I should mention from him, because he did have a very good game. He had a very good game. Not as strong as second half, because he came out guns blazing. I mean, if I'm an excuse machine for him, I kind of think he got worn down, because they played him a lot of minutes. He's the only guy who can guard Giannis. And then he got a couple of buckets in overtime. You know, he couldn't hold on. But this three-point shot for Bam. Wider base, dude. I'm telling you right now. Wider base.
Okay.
Wider base, Bam.
Wider base.
I'm telling wider you base. Right now, it's a thing. Okay. It's a thing, and also it's a thing. And I think tonight, do you want me to ask or not?
I kind of do.
Do you want me to ask? Wider base?
Okay, so are you going to mention
what if I ask base? One of the coaches, if I don't ask him because I don't want to get in his head?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What if I just go, right. Got a wider base?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably best, right? Because then you're not, no one can accuse you of being a mush.
Right. I don't want to be accused of, you guys have already accused me of
oh, no.
Burning not, down the Heat you, franchise wait. With the Pat Riley question. No,
you have not been accused of being a mush. You have been convicted.
No, I'm not convicted. That's not fair.
As a mush.
How?
And we have brought several situations to the judge, and he threw the book at you. So don't say accused mush. You have been convicted, and you're a known. If mush was a felony, your ass would be in jail.
What if this Warriors pick ends up getting us a whale?
Ooh.
Am I back?
What?
If the Warriors pick ends up getting us a whale, am I back?
No.
Why?
Oh.
Because, wait, even with all of your mushness, you still were the only one saying I would have paid Jimmy.
That's right.
And guess what? Those 11 points or 14 points he's scoring with wouldn't have helped this team that damn much. They needed scoring.
They got killed yesterday by the Rockets.
You know why?
But they did beat the... That's
a team that runs up and down. Just run, and plays incredible defense.
They did beat the Lakers.
Yep.
And then the Lakers stomped on OKC. This West, we'll close out 15 minutes. This West race right now, oh my God.
This is like five teams with the same record, and now you start doing... There's so many... I was watching SportsCenter this morning.
Yep.
And Wendy was saying the team in fourth is actually in seventh place.
Yep.
They're not in fourth because the tiebreakers, they don't have tiebreaker over anybody.
Well, yeah, your tie break and your tie break. I think it's head to head amongst everybody if they finish with the same record.
Right.
I think that's how it works. But right now, the Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, and Timberwolves all have 32 losses, and the Grizzlies all have 32 losses. Nuggets are up a half game because they have 47 wins instead of 46.
Right, but they're not.
But they've lost
because
four
they
straight.
Don't have the tiebreak against anybody. So as soon as somebody else wins a game, they're gonna fall all the way down.
Warriors could still fall in the play-in. They have the Suns. They have, who else do they have? The Spurs. They should win that. Trailblazers have been frisky. And then the Clippers, who are good. All right. Keep an eye on
Hey,
that.
Is that a shock? When the Clippers got rid of Paul George, we were thinking, oh, they're just resetting. Like, they're trying to. But they've been pretty good.
They've been very good. They've been very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so is that surprising to you? Because it is to me. Because once they start making trades, you're thinking, oh, they're just, you know.
I think the guy who's probably surprised me the most with how dominant he's been, especially against the Heat in the game, is Zubac. Zubac's been a monster.
My he's a monster.
Still don't know his first name. I know it's an I something, Igor, Ivaka something. It's Zubac. You know, he might as well be like Ichiro. One name.
Oh, man. Ivaka?
Yeah, it's just Zubac.
Zubac.
Just Zubac, dude.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Somebody just told us the Bagleys are brothers.
Makes sense.
Yeah, not a common last name.
Thanks, the effing man with two N's at the end.
Wow. I've heard of the main man. I haven't heard of the effing man.
Rothschild says, Tobin is the Zubac of radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good.
He's just bullying his way into the paint. Oh, Smeathan. Jackass.
Get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Been a bumpy road to repeat right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's been bumpy.
Hey, so I was preparing for the game because that was going to be like my ride home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Turn on the TV, turn on the radio, put it on my car. And then I hear these words. Here's who's out for the Panthers.
Oof.
I'm like, holy smokes.
Yep. They had a very big graphic for it. Yesterday was a national TV game. And they put on it Matthew Tkachuk out with the groin. Aaron Ekblad suspended. Dmitry Kulikov, upper body. Nico Sturm, upper body. Alexander Barkov, upper body. And then Paul Maurice just basically said to the end of the road trip, you know what? Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, Gustav Forsling, just sit. We'll play some young guys up from the checkers.
Do you feel like they're kind of like, you know what? It doesn't matter. As long as we get in, we'll be fine.
Well, I think
they really need to get healthy.
They need to get healthy. I think that they're ending basically with all home games and one Tampa game. I think that they were done with this road trip. I think
they've had some brutal road trips, by the way, and very rarely, like, you've never heard Spo say this, but very rarely do you hear a coach talk about the toll that it's putting on his players with the back-to-backs on the road and the long road trips and stuff like that. And he's been kind of saying that all year, that my guys are giving effort. We're just worn down. He said that a number of times. So I'm just kind of sitting back and, like, you know,
it's not all that
everybody to be healthy.
But, you know, it's also they haven't won a game in regulation in, what, almost 3 weeks?
Right.
You know, like, so, banged up, but also have blown some games, have not been able to close games out in typical Panthers fashion. And honestly, like, can't score. Like, that's the other thing is that some of it, I think, is bad luck. Like, I think, you know, you looked at, like, Saturday's game, and, I mean, holy hell. I mean, they
it was a fire. It was a firestorm in front of the net. None of them would go in.
Anton Forsberg got a 40 save shutout against them, and they lose a game. Bob only sees 21 shots. They lose 19 saves. They lose 3-0. So
right,
you know, like there is a little bit of they can't seem to bang in pucks right now. Part of it is they're having to mix lines together. They're trying to mix together the power play. They don't have guys in there. You know, I guess the only positive about it is, like, Sam Miskevich is getting a ton of experience out here. He seems like he's been playing red hot, but, you know, they really haven't gotten Marchand going either. It's been a rough one, man. It's been a rough go of it. They got a big one coming up tomorrow against the Leafs. If they're going to have any late rally, although it seems pretty, I think they're 6 back right now with 5 to play. Not impossible, but it would take a hell of a run to make this happen, and Toronto falling off. Marcos, what did you put out here?
I'm scared to say anything now because of Google, but I promise I'm doing my best to look it up. If this is correct, which I believe it is, Panthers have traveled the second most miles this season. Once the season's said and done, they should be somewhere around 51,000 miles.
Does that include Finland?
I believe so. Yes, it does include Finland, okay, from what I saw in the article. And the only other team to do more is the Dallas Stars.
Hmm. And they also went to Finland.
That's probably why. Let's see. And their record is comparable.
What's Dallas Stars' record?
50-22 at the moment. 50-22-5.
And what's the Panthers?
44-29-4.
Right. All right.
It's been a rough go of it. It's like, if...
Not to mention, you're just coming off of a 7-game finals.
Yep.
Yeah. True.
So,
well, two trips. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to make their third trip to the final. Like, this right. is, you know, but this is the thing with them is you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they are a champion and they have been far, and I think they deserve that. And I think that everybody who's in there, you know, this is going to be an East that's going to be pretty tough. But I think also
it still doesn't mean we can't be nervous.
Yeah. I think mostly it's with the, you know, the question marks with bringing in, you know, is everybody going to just drop out of the sky and be ready to roll? Like, you would like them playing a little bit better going into it, and you'd feel better about infiltrating Tkachuk and infiltrating Aaron Ekblad if you were playing a little smoother.
One of the things I appreciate about Paul Maurice, he never confuses playing well or poorly on wins and losses. And so when I hear him talk, it kind of gives me a better feeling of where the team is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he'll tell you, I didn't like the way we did this. I didn't like the, and, or he'll say, look, we're playing good hockey. We're just, you know, coming up a little bit short. He'll say that, and it'll make me feel better.
The good news is, this was kind of goosies, all right? One piece of good news. The Panthers did officially clinch the playoffs, so that piece of business is done. Not that it's a surprise, but they did officially do it this weekend.
And when they did it, that's when he didn't play everybody.
Matthew Tkachuk posts on Instagram, soon. I was like,
No, you can't play before the playoffs.
Well, it's just me. It doesn't matter.
Soon.
What is he saying? So you know this.
No. But, like, people, hey, was he going to be back? Is he going to be 100%? Matthew Tkachuk.
Hey, just in case you were wondering.
He's just like, knock, knock. Who's there?
Me.
Wow. I'm ready.
We got a newcomer. Soon. Hunter Spartan. Tobin is mac and cheese sandwich. Sandwich.
Is there such thing as a mac and cheese sandwich?
Hey, listen. We may be onto something with this.
I tell you what, they have those little mac and cheese balls.
Because I got to be honest. Oh, man.
You know, there's this viral Chick-fil-A hack. They tell you to put the mac and cheese on the chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too much, though.
Too much?
That's what I feel.
For your arteries.
I tell you what, I did find the one with the pimento cheese tasty. And I don't like pimento cheese at all. But which, you know what pimento cheese is famous for, right?
Oh, yes, the Masters.
The Masters.
Oh, look at me.
They have pimento cheese sandwiches for like $2. Yeah.
This is our week, by the way, dude. We got UFC Miami week, and we got Masters week.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that. What a week.
What a week. But Matthew Tkachuk posts soon. I don't know if it was in that tone, but that's how I read it.
Yeah, but you already know the parameters of his return. But so what does that mean?
Just get ready. Because I think if any Panthers fan was worried, like, oh, he's not going to be ready, he's letting you know. Soon. Why wouldn't that excite you?
I mean, it does, but I always thought that he was going to return for the playoffs. Panthers can't clinch the playoffs. The Heat clinch cheeks.
We'll take a break. Big Dolphins news over the weekend. Big. Take a break. Back after this.